Blog Talk Radio.
The question is, when you're standing at a crossroads, what do you do? Real sweet, when a fork is in the road. When the world is on your shoulders.
When the world is on your shoulders, what do you do?
When your back is up against the wall.
When your back is up against the wall.
Come on.
What do you do?
What do you do?
What do you do?
You hold on.
You hold on.
Tell somebody on your road, stay. Come on, tell somebody sitting around you, keep the faith.
Keep the faith.
Come on, encourage somebody else, keep the faith. When there's nowhere else to look.
When there's nowhere else to
look. Where do you turn?
Where do you turn?
When there's nowhere else to turn.
When there's nowhere else to turn.
Where do you go?
Where do you go?
When there's nowhere else to go.
When there's nowhere else to go.
What do you do?
What do you do?
When there's nothing else to do.
When there's nothing else.
You gotta remember, you're in the master's hands. And the master has a plan. So hold on.
Hold on.
Hold on. And keep the faith.
Keep the faith.
Working out again.
Keep the faith.
Say, keep your faith. No matter what you're going through, especially at this time, this goes out to all those that think you're about to give up. Don't give up. Keep your faith. Those that are worrying about how you're going to do Christmas, keep your faith. Those that can't quite see their way through this thing, keep your faith. Welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus, and to my sisters and brothers in Christ. So happy to have each and every one of you all. We're going to get started with this broadcast. I am excited. God got a mighty word today. I'm going to ask Pastor Bill if she'll go ahead on and give us a word of prayer. And man, I'll tell you, I'm excited. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Good afternoon, everyone. Amen. Thank you, Pastor, for that selection. Keep the faith. I like that the song, the word says, hold on and keep the faith, because victory is ours. And then it says that he has a master plan. So it doesn't matter what our plan is. He has the master plan. Praise God. The scripture I'd like to share is coming from Hebrews, the 11th chapter and the 6th verse. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you today. We're just thanking you for your word. Thank you for the song, Father God, that encourage our hearts to keep the faith, no matter what things look like, no matter what we're going through, but just to hold on and trust in you, Father God. Bless each and every one, Father God, that is on this broadcast, Father God. If they're going through something, Father God, we know you're a way maker. I know way, Father God. Lord, we ask that you will be with those that are sick and shut in, Father. For my son-in-law today, Father God, we know you are a healer, Father God, and your word says by your stripes we are healed, and Father God, we're standing on your promises, Father God. Lord, bless those who are bereaved today, Father God. You said you will keep thee in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, and Father God, we're just thanking you for your word today. Thank you for the word we're going to receive, Father God. May we receive this word into our hearts, Father God. May we meditate on this word even after the broadcast, Father God. Bless each and every one, Father God, that's on the broadcast today, the listeners, our pastor, and those who participate. We're just so thankful for each and every one of them, Father God. We know they take time out each and every day to hear your word, Father God. And we're praying that this word is sinking deep in our hearts, that we will share it with others. Lord, we give you praise. We bind up anything and everything that try to come up against this broadcast and against any of us, Father God, in the name of Jesus, pleading the blood of Jesus on us all. And we thanking you, Father God, in advance for all of your many blessings. Be with those that are traveling, Father God. Be with those that asked us to keep them lifted in prayer, Father God. For you know all things. We ask it all in Christ Jesus' name. Continue to be with our pastor. Strengthen him, guide him, and direct him, Lord. In the name of Christ Jesus, we do pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much, Pastor. I appreciate that. And awesome prayer. We're talking about spiritual gifts, giving. Mm-hmm. And we are spiritual, so we got to be taught how to give spiritually.
Amen.
Let me say that again. See, we hadn't really been taught how to give spiritually. We know how to give otherwise. Remember we read the scripture over there in Luke? You've been earthly, and you know how to give a good gift. How much more do your Heavenly Father? He give a spiritual gift. Matter of fact, the Bible said we've been blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. We got it at our disposal. With that being said, We're going to pick up where we left off yesterday in Ephesians 5. I think it was 15 through 20. And the point there is that we are spiritual, brothers and sisters. And we may even have to go over there to 1 Corinthians 2 and remind those that don't know we are spiritual. And at a time such as this, we need to be spiritual minded.
Amen.
Okay, so Evangelist Sharon, could you read us Ephesians 5, 15 through 20, please?
Yes, good afternoon, Pastor Beasley. Good afternoon, Pastor Bell. Good afternoon to all listeners. Praise God. Ephesians 5, 15 through 20 reads as follows. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is, and be not drunk with wine, wherein in excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting yourself one to another in the fear of God. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And from the Message Bible, wake up from your sleep. Climb out of your coffin. Christ will show you the light. So watch your step. Use your head. Make the most of every chance you get. These are desperate times. Don't live carelessly, unthinkingly. Make sure you understand what the Master wants. Don't drink too much wine. That cheapens your life. Drink the Spirit of God. Huge draughts in Him. Sing hymns instead of drinking songs. Sing songs from your heart to Christ. Sing praises over everything. Any excuse for a song to God the Father in the name of our Master Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Yeah, Paul was showing the urgency here. There's an urgency here. And we need to understand that the days are difficult today. And the urgency is that we need to get back spiritually and stay spiritually.
Mm-hmm.
We're living at a higher standard. Actually, he tells us to be wise.
Amen.
And he says, be spiritually every chance you get. He said, redeem the time because of the days are evil. And then he tells us, wherefore, be ye not unwise. So if you're not going to be unwise, he wants you to be wise. Well, what are you saying? I'm saying, understand that the will of the Lord is for us to be spiritual. So it's okay to have a couple of, you know, shots of wine, but wait a minute here. Wait a minute. Don't get drunk. But we're in excess, but, and that's the part I like. Because really, if you read that, I'm not going there today, but you read that, it's okay, get you a couple of drinks, you know, don't get drunk. But he said, but be filled with the Spirit. Well, Lord, why do you want us to be filled with the Spirit? Because we're spiritual. So we can speak spiritual things. So we can give spiritual gifts.
Yeah.
So really, Ephesians 5, 15 through 21, telling us to be spiritual. But look at Romans 1 and 11. Romans 1 and 11 says, well, I long to see you, that I may impart unto you some spiritual gift, to the end that ye may be established. Understand, brothers and sisters, we are to be spiritual. We are to give spiritual gifts. Like Paul was giving to the church at Rome here. He wanted them to be spiritually. So he says, you know what? I long to see y'all. He says, I want to share these spiritual. See, I hope y'all catching this right here. See, we're to give spiritual gifts. He said, I long to do this. He said, I long to give. Let's go to 1 John 4. 1 John 4 and 1. 1 John 4 and 1. But as I was saying in Romans, I'm trying to get there. Romans 1 and 11. Yeah, he says, I long to see that ye may impart unto you some spiritual gifts. Well, he wanted to give them something spiritual. So mm-hmm. at a time like this, we need to be offering spiritual gifts. We don't need to walk around like the other Gentiles. We don't need to walk around carnally thinking, but we need to understand that there's some spiritual things here we need to impart to people. And that's where I want to go this week. That we understand it's okay to give those physical gifts, but brothers and sisters, how about are you in imparting some spiritual gifts?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I read that, man. I read that. That's what he said. That's what he wanted to do. He longed to do that. Now, let me ask anybody out there. Anybody out there. You even have to answer today. Have you matured in your faith enough to say, you know what? I want to impart these spiritual gifts.
Mm-hmm. That's totally good.
Mm-hmm. Have you really purpose in your heart to give spiritual gifts? If not, start today. But in, what did I say, 1 John 4 and 1.
Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets are going out into the world. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen. From the Message Bible, my dear friends, don't believe everything you hear. Carefully weigh and examine what people tell you. Not everyone who talks about God comes from God. There are a lot of lying preachers loose in the world. Amen.
Yeah. Wow. See, so he wants us to be spiritual. And then he says, try the spirit, by the spirit, see if it be of God or not. Make sure you're being spiritual here. So Romans 8 and 6 says, for to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritual minded is life and peace. God expects for us. Can I say that one more time?
Yeah.
Something
yeah.
in my spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. God wants us to be spiritually minded.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
He don't
Amen.
Want us to live by this corrupt standard, by the natural. And I'm gonna tell you right now, Satan's gonna attack a few of you guys right now. I just gonna tell you, so I'm gonna bind that up right now, cause he don't want you to be spiritual. He don't want you to see the need of you being spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
See, because if you continue to live by the corrupt nature, that will become your attitude.
Mm-hmm.
But those who's going to live after the spiritual, that's going to become your attitude.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And remember, whatever you sow is what you're going to reap. Excuse me. So if all you sowing is to the flesh, you got to reap from the flesh. God is not a man and he can lie.
Amen.
You want your attitude to be spiritual, man.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
He made us partakers. I'm going to show you this. In Romans 15 and 27, because I want you to know, God has made us to be partakers of this spiritual world. And I mean, I can show you plenty of scripture just to show you. But I want you to know, we must get in the habit of giving spiritual. I don't care if they want it or not. Remember, that's what grace is all about. Grace. See a need and supply it. Hello, somebody. Preach. I'm trying to do the best I can. See, I want you to see.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
that you're the one that is to have the oversight in this. You're the one to say, you know what? They need this. So since I have the grace of God on my life, I see mm-hmm. what they need. Let me start being spiritual. Let me depart some spiritual gifts unto them. Yeah, that's what Paul was doing. He was making a deposit. He wanted so bad.
Mm-hmm.
See, everybody want to do the physical thing. Okay, I get it. Because they're happy. Because they got something they can see, they can touch, they can feel. That's the way the human race is. How about those yeah. spiritual things that when folks praying for you? Some of y'all right now have started living on your grandmama prayers, your mama prayers, folks that love you that you didn't know that was praying that you come to fruition, that you come to a place of spirituality. I mean, and just like they pray for you, you might start praying for some folks. You might have some nieces, some nephews, some children, some grandchildren, some bosses, some, I mean, you got some folk. That's why you got a purpose in your heart. Who needs the spiritual gifts that you can
yeah.
deliver? Okay, what I said, Romans 4, 15:27. I'm sorry, Romans 15:27.
Okay, Romans 15:27. Read as follows in the King James. It hath pleased them verily, and their debtors. They are. For if the Gentiles have been made partakers of their spiritual things, their duty is also to minister unto them in carnal things. Amen.
Amen. From the Message Bible, they were happy to do this, but it was also their duty, seeing that they got in on all the spiritual gifts that flowed out from Jerusalem community so generously. Amen.
See, most folks get the last part of that, but they miss the first part. That first mm-hmm. part is awesome, man. The first part says, yeah. I have wherefore I have glory through Jesus Christ in those things which pertain to God. So you see, that's what we ought to be about. We ought to be about glorying about the things that pertain to God. And here's what he says mm-hmm. down here in the 27th verse. Let me get to that. He says, it has pleased them verily
mm-hmm.
that debtors, they are for mm-hmm. if the Gentile have been made partakers of their spiritual things. I want you to stop right there. Got a comma there, but put a period there for a moment.
Mm-hmm.
Put a period
yeah.
there.
Mm-hmm.
The Gentile, yeah. you know, those were people that were not Jews. That's anybody that was not a Jew was pretty much mm-hmm. considered a Gentile. For if they talk about the Gentile, people that were not part of that old covenant have mm-hmm. been made partakers. You know what yeah. a partaker is? That's someone who take their part. Take
yeah.
your part of their spiritual things.
Yes, yes. Amen.
See, everybody want to do ministry or the duties in the flesh and all that, the carnal thing. But how about the spiritual things here?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Is this making sense how important it is to be spiritual? Well, I tell you what, I'll tell you where we'll go, bless God. Y'all know where I'm finna go right now. I'm finna go right over there to 1 Corinthians 2:13-15. 1 Corinthians. So y'all making me go there. I'm trying not to go there, but y'all making me go there. We'll go to 1 Corinthians 2:13. Come on, Thursday night Bible study.
Praise God.
1 Corinthians 2:13-15, Evangelist Sharon.
Which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God. They are foolishness unto him. neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned.
Amen.
But he that is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. Amen.
Amen, amen. Praise God. And send the message, Bible. The spirit not content to flirt around on the surface dives into the depths of God and brings out what God planned all along. Whoever knows what you're thinking and planning except you yourself? The same with God, except that he not only knows what he's thinking, but he lets us in on it. God offers a thorough report on the gifts of life and salvation that he is giving us. We don't have to rely on the world's guesses and opinions. We didn't learn this by reading books and going to school. We learned this from God, who taught us person to person through Jesus, and we're passing it on to you in the same firsthand personal way. You said 15, Pastor?
Yeah.
Okay. Continuing the message, Bible, the unspiritual self, just as it is by nature, can't receive the gifts of God's Spirit. There's no capacity for them. They seem like so much silliness. Spirit can be known only by Spirit. God's Spirit and our Spirit in open communion, spiritually alive. Amen.
Well, you know, there's a lot of things I want to say here, but can you grasp that? Can you see what he's talking about? He's talking about spiritual things. Paul wrote, I want to say his authority was not just on his experience. He was not just writing from his own source, but he realized that his source was the Holy Spirit. So Paul was not merely giving his own personal views of his personal impression of God, but rather under the directions of the Holy Spirit, under the inspiration of the Holy Ghost. He wrote the very thoughts and words of God because he was spiritual. He knew God was spiritual. Brothers and sisters, let me tell you, non-Christian cannot understand this. See, I was a time that I wasn't spiritual, and I didn't get this.
All right, say that.
And they because they can't grasp it. You can't grasp this unless you're spiritual.
Yeah.
That's why over there in Romans, well, matter of fact, you can go there. Romans 11 and 34. We'll go there before the day is over. Romans 11 and 34. So go on and find it, because I want you all to know that we're to understand that the decision that we're making is following Christ. It is all seen so silly to other people. But please, brothers and sisters, let's not be foolish.
Mm-hmm.
And again, according to the scripture, you won't understand it nowhere unless you become spiritual.
Amen.
Yeah. You won't get it unless you become spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
You can't understand God's behavior unless you become spiritual. You cannot understand God's beautiful message here with the linings of the communication broken. You can't understand it. So that's why you got it connected spiritually, because God is a spirit. And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. And can I say this a different way? Those that are part of God, you got to get in the spirit and do it in the spirit. It's all about the spirit.
Amen. Amen. Yeah.
See, he or she must be able to hear God, hear what God is saying, especially in these last days. And no one can comprehend God, according to Romans 11:34. Let her read that.
Gospel Church. And as King James reads as follows, "For who hath known the mind of the Lord, or who hath been his counselor?" Amen.
Oh, wow.
Amen. Is there anyone around who can explain God? Anyone smart enough to tell him what to do? Anyone who has done him such a huge favor that God has to ask his advice? Everything comes from him. Everything happens through him.
Amen. Yeah. Amen.
Praise God.